Hello, I'm Gemma Gladstone. If you're listening to this, I'm guessing you might be feeling a little weighed down by your work. This meditation encourages you to take a compassionate relational stance, while at the same time caring for yourself and your own internal experiences when you witness the emotional suffering of another person. Therapists, psychologists, social workers, or anyone who works as a carer looking after someone who's facing challenges. It may also be suitable or helpful if you're witnessing the distress of a friend or another person you're supporting during a difficult time. Feel free to modify the words to suit your situation. Now, just allow yourself to relax. Either lying down or sitting down, just starting with 3 slow deep breaths where you're breathing in deeply and out long. Just letting your mind and body start to feel a sense of calm. Watching the breath. And if you need to take some more slow, deep breaths, just do that. Breathing in deeply and breathing out long and slow. There's nothing else to do at this moment but just to spend some time. Spend some time on yourself. Now I'd like you to see if you can remember a time when you were perhaps in a session with a client or with this person you'll be focusing on. And this person is sharing something with you that is difficult for you to hear. This could be anything, but in essence it's something about their story that provokes unsettling or even upsetting feelings for you. Maybe some vulnerable feelings of any type. Try to get a sense of how you are feeling with this person, with this client or person that you know. Really try to place yourself back in that situation. And just notice that in this situation, in this moment with this person, it's difficult for you as well as the other person. And notice your own internal reactions and responses. How do you feel? Do you feel a sense of empathy? What other emotions or thoughts or bodily sensations or images do you notice? How's your body feeling? And notice the ways in which you personally are affected by what they are sharing with you or their situation that you are a witness to. And take one or two more slow, deep, cleansing breaths. Now, if you care to, place your hand over your heart or softly over your cheek as a gesture of compassion for yourself. Whatever feels soothing or comforting for you. Maybe you prefer to place your hands on your stomach, or one hand over your heart and one hand on your abdomen. But just make it be a gesture of caring for yourself. Now, from that place of care and kindness, allow you to make contact with this part of yourself that cares for you and what you're experiencing. The part of yourself that wants the best for you, that wants you to also care for you. And this part knows what you need. So from this part of you, if these words feel right, say them to yourself after I say them. It is difficult to be in contact with other people's pain. It's normal and okay that I feel whatever it is, sad or triggered or whatever the emotion is for you. My client or this person is suffering, and a part of me suffers as well. My presence and understanding can be a compassionate gift to my client, to this person. Even though I am here for my client, I acknowledge that this job can be difficult, and this is a difficult moment for me. And finally, I am doing a good job here. My intentions are good. Now turn your attention again to your client. And allow that part of yourself to turn its complete focus towards this person and wanting the very best for them, wanting their suffering to end, wanting them to be well, and wanting to assist them move towards wellness. If you can, even perhaps imagine them enjoying their life, feeling happy and free, and being at peace with themselves. This is your intention for your client, for this person. Now allow that part of yourself to say these things to you again. I want the best for my client. You could use their name. I want the best for them. I want to help, and I can help. I wish for them to be free of the pain from the past, to find peacefulness and be content. Keep the focus on your client and direct all these well wishes towards them. Then allow that part of yourself to remind you of these truths and say these phrases to yourself. My client's suffering is not my suffering. I cannot take all their pain away, even though I would like to, but I cannot remove all of their adversity or suffering, nor do I have to. My presence, attention, validation, my skills, my self-awareness are all important gifts that I can give to them. And picture them as clear as you can in your mind. And again, say the following phrases, sending them loving kindness or metta. May they be well. May they be free from pain and suffering. May they enjoy life. May they be kind to themselves. Notice how you feel at this point, how your body feels and any emotions that are present for you. And just breathe, taking again a very slow in deep breath and out very long exhalation. And now finally, you can send some metta, some loving kindness to yourself, repeating these phrases or altering them if you feel something fits a little better for you right now. May I be well. May I be free from pain and suffering. May I enjoy my life. May I live my life with ease and peace. May I be kind to myself. May I be kind to myself. Turn your attention now towards your breath again. Come back into your body. If you like, you can breathe deep in and out long. And just allowing yourself permission to say these phrases to yourself as much as you need to, incorporating them into how you take care of yourself, how you take care of yourself when you are just going about your daily life, or when you are in contact with someone who is facing difficulty and you are a witness to their pain and suffering. Acknowledge what you do. Acknowledge the value of your presence. Sitting with another person's pain is difficult. Just reminding yourself that you do a good job. You do good work, and you also need to take care of yourself.